Do you know how to possess your vessel and maintain sanctification and a place of honor before God? Do you know how to do that? Do you make a study of it? What do I mean? Beloved, we all have our own weaknesses. I said last Lord's Day in the evening, I think, when dealing with the temptations of the Lord Jesus Christ, that maybe it was the previous week, but in dealing with that subject of the temptations, they were tailored to the Lord Jesus. I said Satan tailors his temptations to every one of us. It's not just broadly thrown out there, not just general missions. Yes, there is a general purpose that causes all to fall. But he will tailor specific attacks that are designed to cause you to fall, where he knows exactly how to get you to fall. He knows your particular weakness. And if you know anything about the body of Christ, you will know that there's a huge variety in terms of believers and the various weaknesses and strengths of the body of Christ. Some are overcome by things that others, it never is a problem the entire existence of their lives. And vice versa. It works both ways. We are very different. And what we need to be conscious of is how to know. I mean, and this is the sense of the text. Every one of you should know. So you ask yourself the question, do I know how to possess my vessel in sanctification and honor? Do I know how to maintain myself in the path of holiness and obedience to Christ that I might maintain an honorable testimony before God and before men? Do I know how to do that? And there's no point in me giving out certain rules and things. Every one of you are different. You need to know, you need to understand your own heart is wickedness and how to preserve yourself in a path of holiness and honor before God. There are some people that simply cannot own things and engage in things that others can give themselves to, and it's not a problem. Others can watch TV for 30 minutes, an hour, and particular things and walk away from it and never give themselves to things of filth. And others, they get caught up, they get addicted, they sit there, they binge watch, they have their minds polluted, their hearts distracted, their lives destroyed by the things that they watch. They can't keep control. And you need to know where your weaknesses are and know how to possess your vessel in sanctification and honor. It's a study. It's not something many of us give ourselves to. Reading a little bit about Jonathan Edwards again recently. He was a man, maybe some might argue, took it to the extreme. But nonetheless, it's verses like this that give warrant to the careful, circumspect Christian life that is aware that my heart is prone to every conceivable evil, and I need to know the particular weaknesses of my own life and to preserve my walk with God by removing those things that I am particularly weak towards. Knowing how to possess your vessel.